Welcome to the IT Babble podcast, where we talk about educational technology and a whole lot more. You can find our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe, or your very favorite podcasting app. Also, you can find our blog at www.itbabble.com. Welcome back, everybody. It is the IT Babble podcast. School is back in session. We are so happy that you're joining us. And for IT Babble, I'm Patrick Cawley. And as always, I'm joined with my good friend, Mr. Tony DiPreto. Tony, how is Texas?
Texas is going pretty well. I think because I lived in the Middle East for so long and because I lived in basically a rainforest environment in Asia, I don't really think the weather's that bad. Everybody's walking around like it's super hot, and I'm like, it's fine. So
Yeah.
They don't understand. They don't get it.
They don't. I've been getting up early to kind of walk and jog, and it's been in the 60s here in Fahrenheit. I guess in Celsius, that would be like the mid, maybe low, that'd be the low 20s, I think. So, and I'm just like, wow, this feels great. It's kind of cool and refreshing, and it's August, and it's, you know, so, but anyway, are you guys, we have just started, this is our first week back with students. Have you guys started back?
No, the students don't come till next Wednesday.
Interesting. That's really interesting. We are one of the later schools in Indianapolis to be starting, and we started this week. August 13th was our first day with students, Tuesday. And some schools started even in late July, like July 30th. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think the schools here seem to start a lot later. Even the public schools aren't back yet.
Wow. Yeah. But anyway, that leads us right into our very first topic. A Positive Start Matters by Tony DiPreto. You can read that on itbabble.com.
That's right.
And so, yeah, why don't you take us through your post here, Tony, because I thought it was a really, really good post.
My post is really just about, like, when you start school every year, you know, everybody comes in. There's always this sense of, hey, why don't we have the teachers come back 3 weeks early so they're ready? And that's never going to happen.
No.
So everybody kind of comes in. They've got like a week or two to get everything organized. There's always been some kind of work over the summer, and that work might have fixed one thing, but it destroyed something else, and people are freaking out. And my post is just about remembering, like, what's important. Like, you don't need all the bells and whistles to open your doors. You don't need 100% functionality with everything. You just need to look at what you need to get the school started, and that's really just a place to have classes. You need students, you need teachers, and you need a schedule. If you've got those things, you're good to go. And everyone's like, that's really simplified. It's like, it's not really. That's what you need to get it going. And everything else you just add on based on how important it is. What I find is every meeting you go to, every single thing is the most important thing. And that, you know, if everything becomes the most important thing, you don't have time to focus on it. Like, you just start, instead of finishing stuff, you have a million things that are unfinished, and you look worse. Like, it's better to, like, put up that, like, this is what's ready. This is what's coming. Everybody get to class. That's a good way to start. Everyone feels confident. They're like, oh, you know, they were working over the summer. We've got four rooms that need, like, projectors have some damage, and the supplier literally went on holiday, and he's coming back in a week, and there's nothing we can do but wait. People will understand if you have a plan and if you show them that you have prioritized things. And they might be inconvenienced, but it's better to have that type of organization and that type of movement than to have all this, like, anxiety, because anxiety just spreads.
Oh, yeah.
And anxious teachers create anxious students, and that creates anxious parents. And I just firmly believe the first week of school with students sets the tone for the year. I know people think I'm crazy, but I do. I think if you have a good first week, you'll have a good year.
Yeah, absolutely. If you feel like you're starting the year behind the eight ball, chances are you're going to end the year feeling that I'm behind the eight ball. I'm playing catch up the whole year. And that's a t- that's I've had I've been in that situation before. I don't know if you have, Tony, but it feels terrible. You just, you know, and there it's probably very preventable, you know. And I agree with this completely. We've had a good start to our school year. We had a schedule in place, even though it got finalized the day before students actually showed up, but which is a little late for me, but we had a schedule in place. We had most of electricity working. Most of our projectors were working. And things tend to, in fact, I had a teacher stop me today and say, this has been one of the smoothest tech starts of the school year that we've ever had. Things just seem to be working. And like student printing isn't up right now. It's not up, but it's okay. They know we're working on it. So there's just this, okay, it's being addressed. It'll happen soon enough. And I like the term that you use, the Big Bang implementation approach. I've not heard of that, but I've definitely seen it for sure. Where, like you said, it's just schools just do everything at once, where everything is the most important thing, and nothing gets done.
Nothing gets done.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm drinking some iced tea, so you're going to hear some rattling a little bit.
It's okay.
It's not even that good tea, but I'm thirsty, so. Anyway, but I thought it was a really good post, and I think a lot of people should definitely read it there. I think it was really, really good, and just keeps things in perspective. You know, it's you know, everything, what's really important. I like that. The students are what's important. The curriculum is what's important. The teacher's prepared for the first week. That's what's important. That's it. You know, I thought that was really good.
So. Yeah, you know, if you can't say no to things, then you can't just prioritize certain things. It's going to be a disaster for like your entire life. Like, you have to be able to say no. You have to be able to say, listen, I know that you think this is really important, but actually, the first two or three days that you're with these kids, you're never going to use what you're saying you need.
Yep.
Like, you're not. You've never done it before, and you're not doing it this year. Like, you should, you know, this also goes to the fact that people in ed tech really need to know the schedule. I think it's really important to know the schedule and what's happening in the school. Like, the first day at this school is basically just a mini schedule. Kids go around, meet their teachers, walk their schedule, look for problems, they get their books. There's very little anyone needs that first day.
Yeah.
So every single day that you can add to your like workflow to finish things is important. So you don't need 100% of every classroom to be perfect until actually like the Friday that week. So it's not that you have to have it done Wednesday. It's that really you need everything done by Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that's two more full days.
That's a lot of time. That's a lot of time.
It is. It is a lot of time.
So yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought it was a really good post, and it's good. And I remember my first year as director of technology, I think within like the first couple weeks, like the internet just stopped. Like, we just didn't have internet, and I freaked out. And I remember you telling me, Tony, it's like, look, nobody died. People are still teaching. Yeah. Students are still learning. Everything is going to be fine. And I was like, oh yeah, that's absolutely right. That's okay. And it turned out to be nothing that we could do. It was our internet service provider who had gone down, you know, but
right.
Yeah. So just keep it all in perspective, people. Keep the focus on the ball. So
that's right.
It's good. I like it. That's our only topic, really. I have some public service announcements, Tony, and I think they're all important. I think they're all very important. Public service announcement number one is that Adobe Flash Player, it is dying. It's going to die in 2020. Guaranteed death. 3 years in the what? Making. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought it would happen sooner. So,
I know a lot of Microsoft has said that Edge will phase it out in late 2019. So it's not going to work on Edge by 2020. Firefox says they're going to keep it around until late 2020 before they finally kill it. But they all said, oh, by the end of 2020, there will be no Adobe Flash Player. So I know there are some teachers who are who use a few resources. BBC made a whole bunch of educational resources out of Flash in the early 21st century. And sounds weird.
Isn't Brain Pop all Flash, or do they change?
I don't know. Let me bring it up here. Let me check it out.
I feel like they're all Flash. I think we had this issue where, you know, we had like super expensive at my previous school, super expensive portable smart, like the brand smart TVs. And they come with built-in Android, and we pulled up the browser and it didn't support Flash.
Oh,
yeah. It's like the teacher was like, why can't I just use this interactive screen? Why do I have to hook my computer up to it? It says it's Google Chrome. Why won't it play Brain Pop? And I was like, I don't know. And then I looked up, and you couldn't enable Flash on that version of Chrome that's on the like portable Android system.
Yep, there's no Flash support. There used to be, but it didn't last very long.
No, it didn't.
Let's see here. Brain Pop definitely used Flash. I have seen some support pages, but they are pretty old, like 2015.
Mm.
But some Brain Pop games here require Adobe Flash Player, so they're going to have to adapt. I know that our CFO, our Chief Financial Officer, was trying to look up some tutorial videos on a particular system, and they were all in Adobe Flash, and we had to enable Flash on his browser for him to view them. I wonder if these companies realize that Flash is dying, that it has less than a year of life left in it. I wonder. It just makes me wonder.
It's hard to say. I mean, you would think that they have done their research, but I think a lot of people really just want to make money, and they have like a large code base and they have a lot of content, so they're just trying to reuse it as often as possible.
Yeah. Yeah. But for people out there in Radio Land who are listening, this was agreed upon back in 2017 by all the major web browsers and by Adobe itself. Adobe's like, we're done. We're not going to support it. We're not going to send any more security updates for it. It's you guys are disabling it. That's it. Everybody is on board with this. This isn't something that somebody's getting forced out. It's
right. Yeah. And don't be teaching children Flash in school, unless it's just an activity that somebody really wants to do.
Yeah, please. One of my most popular YouTube videos is a Flash tutorial, and I'm going to keep it up there, but I'm going to put a little notice saying, hey, Flash is dead. Try to find something else to do your digital animation on Blender. I don't know. So anyway, I got another one, Tony. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Microsoft Office will die. Don't freak out, people. Don't freak out. Don't throw burning toilet paper out your window yet. But it is dying in 2025. Microsoft Office 365, however, will live on forever. But if you want to buy standalone Microsoft Office 2019, which just came out this summer for Windows and for Mac, is the last standalone version you will be able to buy.
It's a big deal.
It is. Microsoft tried to end support for Office 2019 in 2022, but a lot of people were very upset. A lot of enterprise people pushed back, and so they said, okay, we'll support it till 2025. And they have it's middle of October, 2025. They have a very specific date, and they go, that's the day that it's not going to work. That it's just, we're not going to support it. There's no more updates. There's no more anything. You need.
Wow. I wonder who that person is that gets this flip the switch. You think it's just one guy? And he's like, all right, here we go.
Hey, Bob, go ahead, do it. And then pick us up some donuts.
It's like his retirement day. And he's like, look, we know you're going to retire in 2025. And on that day, you get to flip the switch.
You get to do
it. He's like, are you serious?
Yes.
Don't mess with me.
So so in our school, we have our teachers have Microsoft Office, and I'm sorry to say that a lot of teachers still use Microsoft Office, even though our students don't have access to it, but they're still sharing out Word documents and PowerPoints to their students, like through Google Drive, but I'm just like, ah. So I love this. Before, I would be the bad guy. I would have been the bad guy. But now I'm not the bad guy. Now Satya Nadella is the bad guy, not me. The head of Microsoft. He's right. The bad guy. So, but I didn't mention this to our staff this year, but next summer I'm going to bring it up in our summer meeting, and I'm going to be like, welcome back to school. If you use Microsoft Word, start transitioning to Google Docs, because at this point there will be no Microsoft Word. We won't have a license. We won't be able to, it probably won't even work on the Mac. It probably won't. So
yeah, I think the support, you know, like the support for a lot of this stuff is just not there. It seems like Apple's trying to even sever some of these relationships. I don't think they're working very well to, like, you know, keep the features up to date or anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. We have Office 2016 and Office 2012. And 2016 is very unstable, and they're definitely not developing it anymore. I mean, they might have security patches for it, but 2019 just got released. We're not buying that for any of our teachers. 2016 would not run on the beta version of the new Mac operating system, which comes out in October. I think it does now, but at one time early on with one of the early betas, it's like, no, this won't work. This will not run on your Mac. It just was a hard no. I don't know. It just, you know, we're a Google school, we're not an Office 365 school. It doesn't make any sense for us to purchase Office 365 for our teachers if our students can't use it, because they're going to be on Chromebooks. So I guess they could use the online one, but then they have Office 365 and Google. Why pay for Office 365 when Google's free? Google Docs and Google Sheets and Google Slides are getting better and better and better and better every month. I see no reason why anybody would need to change or need anything more than what Google can offer us. In the Office suite regards.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So we are going to get a couple of Office. We've already got five Office 365 subscriptions. One for our business office, because they work in Excel. And one for our alumni and advancement office, because they also work in Excel and they need to have access to other, because they get a lot of documents and such that are come from off other Office things. So they're dealing with money. Pretty much if you're dealing with money, you're going to get Office 365. Everybody else, myself included, we're not, no more.
Now what if Microsoft's like, look, every teacher can be totally free, no more license.
Oh, it still muddies the water though, Tony. So it muddies the water because
Patrick, are you trying to say that you're going to set a standard?
I'm setting the standard. I'm setting the bar high. I'm setting it high. So,
but Patrick, what about freedom?
No freedoms. No, no. If you want freedom, go to Hong Kong. Is that too soon?
Yeah.
Is that joke too soon?
Yeah, luckily I don't think most people get it. So,
oh, okay. All right. That's right.
We're probably okay.
We live in America where there's no news north and south of the borders, east or west.
Yeah. That's horrible.
It is pretty, yeah. That's sad. Oh, anyway, so here it is. Because the way we have our thing set up, they would have two email addresses. Now, I know we could probably unify that to one email address, but what they will have two of are two online storage areas. One, they'd have Microsoft OneDrive, and they'd have Google Drive. Those two things will get confused. They will get super confused between them. They will put stuff in both places. They won't know where anything is. It'll just be a debacle. I can just see it. And why do that? Just so people can have Microsoft Word. It's not worth it. Even if it's free, but right now it's not. So I mean, we're getting the educator price, which I think is $5 per teacher per month. Or is it year? I think it's
right. It's. I thought it was. I don't know. I thought it was like per month.
I think you're right. I
Maybe
think
they
it is
lowered the
per
price.
month.
Maybe they lowered the price, but yeah. I mean, basically, the buy-in was always students are free,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And then teachers can install it on 5 devices.
That's right. So you can
But
take, yeah.
no, I'm with you, and hopefully in a few months I'll be able to comment more about like setting standards and stuff. It's the main thing though that you hear is like, oh, are you saying we don't have freedom now? It's like, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you're overcomplicating your life for absolutely no reason. You
Nope.
know?
Here it is.
But.
I've opened up the support page, which is linked to in the show notes. October 14th, which is my birthday, by the way, 2025. Office 2016, all editions, no support. Office 2019, all editions, no support. Support ends.
I'm gonna make some t-shirts.
Yes. Yeah, that's
No
awesome.
support. Like no support 2025.
Yep.
That's all it has to say, right?
That's it. No support 2025. Yeah, you got to be Office 365. Do you know what they're selling Office 2019 for, Tony? Do you have any idea?
No.
So
No, no idea.
there's only one price. There's only one price. There's no educator price, there's no enterprise price. There is just one price. And they're selling it for $250.
Wow. So they want everybody on Office 365.
They do. Absolutely.
Except for the Chinese government, who apparently can still use Windows 7. That was a big thing when I was in Shanghai. They like protested and they made them support Windows 7 and like Office 2011 for another like 5 years or something. So
Holy smokes, Tony. What you sent me is pretty crazy.
I know. I saw this the other day on YouTube. Sorry, this is just a distraction at this point. I said I'm gonna make t-shirts. I want to buy this. So Brother, the printing company, has a direct to t-shirt printer.
The
It's my
GT.
dream. Just to have one of these in my office. Yeah, it's like $10,000, but just what?
It's
Well,
awesome.
that's the low end model, 22,000 for the high end, but just imagine. Like you could just sit here and I could just start printing off like the 2025 no support t-shirts right now,
Holy.
direct to t-shirt.
I have to say, it looks pretty awesome. It looks really impressive.
Yeah.
I and so you can't hear it, Tony, but right now I'm playing the demo video so we can hear the music in the background. And you can see it. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm putting that in the show notes for you to enjoy because that is pretty
Speaking
sweet.
of demo videos, if you haven't seen the Top Gun 2 Maverick trailer, watch it today. And it's just awesome. I can't wait. It's gonna be great.
Yep, that's a good thing about being in America. You're gonna get to see some of these things. Let's see here.
Yeah, just gonna.
All right, I'm gonna kill off that video here. But yeah, it'll print hats, shirts, bags. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
It
it's
is.
amazing.
It is a big device though, people. So this isn't you're going to sit on your desk. But the
No.
colors that it prints out are and very impressive, very professional looking.
Yep.
So
So it's my dream just to have one of these in a van, drive around, and just start printing t-shirts for people. What do you want? Like a food truck, but with t-shirts.
hey, that's good. I like that. I like that.
Going out with your friends tonight? You guys got a theme? Here are some
Here's some
t-shirts.
T-shirts. That'll be $10 a piece or $15 a
And when you're
piece.
done, take them to Goodwill so they can get recycled.
Oh, this is
All right,
awesome.
that's all I have. This is I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I shouldn't have distracted us with this, but I saw this thing on YouTube and I'm like, yes.
That thing is awesome. It is
Yep.
fantastic. Brother T-shirt printer.
It's the only good printer I've ever seen in my life. Every other printer I've seen is horrible.
Yeah, man, yeah.
I hate all printers.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of printer. In fact, I was a little delayed getting to our podcast because I was troubleshooting a printer.
I'm sure you were. Whenever I walk around, I feel like the printers are watching me. How about that? They're waiting for me to leave for the day, and then something will happen right as I get to the door.
You know, we sat down with, real quick story, we sat down with, this was last year, we sat down with one of our vendors who provides support for our printers. And I told them, I was like, yeah, one of our printers, it jams almost every day. And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And then I opened up our IT ticket system. And I said, here's our, and I had a pie chart. I said, here's how many tickets were put in last month. And if you noticed, over 50% of them are for the printer that I'm talking about. And here are the dates that they printed. And they're like, oh, wow, you're not joking. And I was like, no, it jams all the time. So it just is what it is, I guess. Is what it is. Yeah. All right, but I'm done. I don't have anything else. You have anything else, Tony?
No, I'll have more next week after I get through. Because, you know, this is a new school, so I'm trying to take it slow. But I'll have a lot of stuff because this, you know, I have to say, and this is maybe what I'll talk about, it's been a huge culture shock coming back, like more than I realized.
Yeah, I'd be interested to hear about that. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool. And I want to talk about next week or next time we podcast our just presentations in general. Just technology has changed, has advanced. Presentations have not. Just want to talk about that.
Presentations are still behind, like an old Volvo.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Anyway, for IT Babble, I'm Patrick.
I'm Tony.
And we will catch you on the next podcast coming very soon. To a podcast player near you. Keep babbling out there, people.